Good evening and welcome. This is Strong and Sassy here on your Superstation Joy 99.7 FM. My name is Enimoa Enim Ado. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me say a big thank you to Noella, who hosted for us last week whilst I was away. And, you know, once again, you're welcome. We're live on Facebook. So, like I always say, the visuals are way more exciting than the voices. So you definitely want to, if you can, join us on Facebook. And then you can actually see our faces and our gestures and, you know, all the excitement and everything that goes on in the studio. If not, you know, then that's fine. We'll just be with you on your radios. But tonight we're having a rather serious conversation. So tonight we're talking about body shaming, and I have two very the adjectives two very amazing guests who will, you know, kind of help us to dissect what it is, how to deal with it, why it exists, and just generally how it affects our lives and our relationships and the way that we feel about ourselves as well. So joining me for the first time is Na Ofebia Dodu. She's a communication specialist. Hi, Na.
Hi.
Good evening, and thank you for being here.
You're welcome. I'm glad you invited me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And Akushika Goka, who is a psychologist. Akushika, this is not your first time, is it?
No, this is not.
Yes, definitely not your first time. So welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you too. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. So so now let me start with you. I think we talk about body shaming a lot. You hear it, you know. Where is the line between being encouraged to look a certain way and body shamed?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just explain what body shaming is. It's basically just passing negative comments on a person's image. Yes. A lot of people ignore what it is or how it affects us. So with your question, in fact, what's your question again?
My question was, I mean, taking the definition into account, because I'm assuming everybody knows what body shaming
is. Knows.
Yeah. I don't like to start interviewing like, so what is body shaming? You know, it's like the stereotypical way of, you know, but even if you don't know, somewhere along the line, you figure it out. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously there's a line between somebody making a negative comment to encourage you to be better, and then there's, it's just a negative comment that doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's something called unconscious bias. They are not aware of what they're doing. Now, when you're body shaming someone, there are those who know that this is body shaming, and there are those who do not know. So if, what's the line? I don't know where the line is. If there is, someone should text me and tell me, because body shaming is body shaming. There's, I think, is it the Ekwiapims who say, me pachos ye yabia?
Yeah.
But literally, they're dissing you.
Yeah.
Okay, say that again.
Me pachos ye yabia.
Okay.
I think you're a fool. Sorry, like, excuse my French.
Missy
Ayabia.
Okay.
But they're telling it to your face that, you know, you get it. So I think the line is where, I don't see a line. I practically, if you ask me, I don't see a line. Because if you're telling me, hey, you're fat, hey, we'll die. You know, those kind of comments are quite...
Which in the Ghanaian society are just, you know, said very freely. You're like, wow, yeah.
Yeah, I have an experience where my ex-boyfriend told me to my face that, hey, oh, she, hey. Sorry, but I'm gone. So I want to say it in the Ghana way for those listening. You get it. And
hey,
I had just traveled back to the country, and you're in a hurry to just go see your man. You get there, it goes like... Me no fee. Oh, she, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
In that tone. Yeah. So you go like, okay. So wow.
You kind of coil into.
I did, into my shell until I realized that, oh, dude was just cheating on me and wanted something out. He just wanted me out. It wasn't my body because this is me. I wasn't that big. Unlike now that I would say I've put on which is beautiful. I love the way I feel now. Mm. But before, I wasn't. So I had issues. So I started having issues with the way he would talk to me. Then I started looking at myself. Do I need to change my clothes? Do I need to change, in fact, my whole wardrobe, like everything, to please him? So I don't see a line being drawn. I think some people negatively or intentionally pass comments like that. That mm. those who can say, oh, but they are saying it.
Mm.
Unconsciously, they are saying it. And it's you, how you take it. Like I keep saying, it's how I accept things, how how should I say it? I put things in my head, how I accept things being said to me. So if you're talking about drawing a line, it's about being respectful to everybody.
Okay. All right. Mm. Akushika, yeah. So what do you think?
Yeah, like she said, there is no thing. I don't see a thing like body shaming is body shaming.
Exactly.
She spoke about the unconscious bias. Like in our cultural setting, obolo, hey, obolo twe, chingelenge. These are terms that we use for people who are thick and then slim. And then we feel like if you are big, that's not the standard. I think it also has, there is a cultural role in there. You know, some people feel like being thick is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel like being skinny is not a standard. Do you understand? And so there is really no thing like, even if you mean to tell the person that, oh, okay, I think you've gained so much weight for whatever reason. Sometimes the person has gained weight for some reason that was no fault of theirs. Mm-hmm. You can be on some medication and then it will make you lose weight. But there is always a way to go about it than just give the comment like that. Hey, you've gained weight too. Sometimes
yeah.
the person does not mean it, but it just comes out like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then the person that you are giving that comment to might be actually struggling with it. Maybe has had other comments and then it's difficult to deal with it. So it's something that we have to be cautious about. How do we communicate to people whom you've seen like a sudden change in body, whether it's weight loss or weight gain? I am naturally thick. And then I decided to personally take a health decision to take care of myself. So I was conscious about my diet. I wasn't doing that because I wanted to be slim. I just was doing it for my health benefit. And then surprisingly, I lost so much weight than I thought. And anyone who saw me was like, hey, why are you sick? What is happening to you? Are you okay? Is somebody worrying you? And I was like, no, I'm not sick. So they would speak to somebody who is close. Are you sure she's okay? Now I gained some weight. Hey, now there will be more. You've gained much weight too. I was like, you see, everybody will have a comment. And some of the people were like, oh, now the weight that you have attained is okay. You gain weight. Ah, the first one, this one is even better. Like now you've gained weight. So it's it's more like really if you follow what people say, you'd be thrown in some confusion and then the stress. It all boils down to you. I should feel comfortable with how I'm feeling, unless it's causing me some health problems. Then I thought, okay, I want to manage my life or my system in such a way that I'd be comfortable with myself. And so one thing that I always had in mind is, you can't control what people would say. I mean, it's obvious I've gained weight, but you can't control what people would say. What you can control is how you take it. And you can't stop people from saying what they have to say. So you have to understand that these people do not have much enlightenment on how to communicate. So you have to also take it easy and then, I mean, find the better way to respond to such comments.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so from what both of you have said, it seems as if the thing that maybe women are body shamed the most about is weight.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
both of you talked about
yes.
weight, but
yeah.
a body shaming goes beyond
weight. Yeah, beyond
weight, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what are some of the other areas, you know, that you may have experienced or you know?
Oh, I used to battle with a lot of pimples.
Okay.
I used to battle with it so much that as early as in senior high school, I had to sneak concealer to school.
Wow.
Just to cover them up. And I thought, oh, my peers didn't know about makeup. It was one lady who noticed that this lady had face was looking different. And I've had that. It's the way people will stop you in town. Please, I have some medicine to help your pimples, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Someone
Are
even
you
serious? Someone even asked me to use my urine.
Early morning urine.
And then the way she said it, it felt uncomfortable.
Mm.
Hey, when we are like now, when you my abasa, it's spoiling your face. It's even though some of them seem to show concern, it was really worrying me. That's one of the things that has actually worried me. Oh, you're a nice girl. Chale, you be before we name. Do something about your face. Yeah. And I had done everything I could. I've seen specialists. Some were just too expensive. I just let go. And then I just embraced it. So in uni, I used to wear a lot of makeup. But at a point, I was like, no, let me embrace it. Let me get comfortable with my skin. This is a skin condition. It's not as if I asked, I called for it. And I started enjoying my good skin, and I loved it. Like, I look beautiful in it. I would take pictures, unless I have to go for an occasion. I even feel lazy to wear makeup. So I got comfortable with it. So that's one of the things that me, it really,
I battled with
a lot. Yeah.
Wow. I guess, you know, acne and you know, the like things that affect faces. I think sometimes if you haven't really experienced it, it doesn't seem like it's such a big deal. Because I have a teenage daughter who has pimples and acne, and I've never had it before. So, you know, she's always like, my face. And I find it difficult to relate because I'm like, it's not a big deal.
The comments.
So it's, I mean, when you ignore, I don't know, when you ignore somebody's concern about a part of their body, is that body shaming as well? I don't think so.
No, is it? I won't call it body shaming. Like you said, into wada, you know, you know, that's how it is. I didn't have acne as well. I didn't have pimple. I had a smooth face until I'm stressed. When I'm stressed,
or period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until I think 2 months ago, I had some crazy one on my face. I'm like, hey, mini ne, come here. I literally went berserk. I was like, what's happening to me? I spent an amount of money on things to use that I wouldn't, on a normal day, I wouldn't.
Mm.
But I had to buy this. Like, did I waste all this money just to clear this thing off my face?
Yeah.
Yes. So you would think, it's cool. Oh, let me leave her. She'll be okay. There's a word for it. Should I say non-inclusiveness? There's a word for it. You ignore the person because you think, oh,
it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. I don't know this, you know, because let her, oh, it's her face.
Yeah.
She'll be fine. It is. You're body shaming the person. You are literally ignoring her to deal with her own mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes it gets difficult. You genuinely want to help the person. But you also knowing about body shaming, you don't know how to communicate to the person. Like, I want to help
because
you.
There's no relation there.
Exactly. And you don't know how the person will take it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how it's being communicated. Like, somebody told me yesterday, your face, use these remedies to make it smooth. I have gone past that, but
I'm looking at your face
and you don't see
and it's almost like it's not something like
well, maybe because I'm wearing makeup, but it's not too bad.
But even
like
with the makeup, there's nothing that,
well, it's better now. I just left it to go to handle.
The reason I'm saying that is your face doesn't look like something, it's not like there's no cause for alarm that somebody I feel would approach and say, oh, you know, you should.
I know. Yes, just yesterday.
Wow. I see.
And then, even though I had gone past, I had developed a tough skin or knowledge about it, it's picked me, it's tickled me a little bit. But I remember that she just wants to help. Mm-hmm. She just wants to share some tips. So, because of how sensitive the matter is, the recipient of the comment might be easily offended, even though somebody is trying to help. Or the person trying to give the help might feel like, what if she gets offended, you know? But genuinely, maybe the other person is struggling and I could give a solution.
Yeah.
So it's a bit dicey.
I think we all struggled with people who had body odor and,
contemplating,
do I say something about
it?
Do I give them a gift? I mean, you guys, you knew people like that, like growing up.
And
I remember SS, it was that bad. I was like, should I tell her? Should I buy a roll-on for her? oh, I'm captured here. Oh, like, what should I do?
Like, what's, yeah, how do I, you know? Do you think that maybe people who body shame unknowingly, that's how they feel?
That's
trying funny. To get into the mind of a body shamer.
So, like,
I think it's some people are generally mean. There are those that are very mean, and there are those who mean well.
Are concerned, yeah.
Very concerned about it. There are those that are like I told you, my guy did, you know.
That was, I don't know.
You get it. And there are those who go like she said, like, hey, I'm putting on. If you yourself realize that you're putting on, whether it's good for you or not, it's up to you to decide whether I want to lose weight. Like, if somebody tells you that, or let me not use body weight. Let me use body shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me.
Yeah, shape is a big
thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. You know you're flat. Like myself, I am flat. I tell myself, like, look, I don't see the contour of women.
Where of yours is flat? I mean, for those who are listening, I'm looking at protruding apples on an apple tree.
Exactly, because I've grown. Okay. I've become a woman.
So you meant...
Okay. When I was a girl, okay. I was very flat, okay. And I was an athlete. So you can imagine me...
There was a time when being athletic was sexy.
It's no more sexy.
That's the thing. The definition of beauty is so fleeting.
Exactly.
You know, every 10, 15 years it changes. Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants the curvy woman, flat stomach. And so I go like, well, the number of corsets I've bought, only God knows.
I bought one today.
I still have a lot and so I don't wear them.
Oh, maybe this might work.
You still don't feel confident in it. So I told myself that, okay, I'm flat. And you meet me, go like, hey, Blofonyo, you're flat though.
And wow.
Oh, yes.
So I grew up with that, and there are those that, like I said, some are mean comments. You realize this person is just being mean to you. Hey. I don't want to speak God. I don't want to sound
speak
very God. No,
it's fine.
You know,
I do it sometimes.
No, no. I like when I say it in the God tone so that
we understand. We get the fear.
You're God, right?
I'm not.
No, you're not. Forgive me. I saw Akushika.
Yeah, I'm ever.
Unconscious, but sorry. You're ever. Oh, okay. So they go like, hey. I do not cry. I need the trauma on it.
Wow. Seriously?
It's a trauma base for me.
It's a trauma. I know. It's a trauma.
You know, so when I was growing, I was like, okay, I'll put on. Forgetting that my family, we are big. You give birth, one birth, and you're not careful, you just bloat. So when I gave birth, I was like, finally. Ah, butter small.
Yeah.
I have breasts. And my tummy started like, okay. In Amusu.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Did
so
it
I
make
started
it better though.
You know, that's where it started. Where like, you wear clothes and your stomach is all poo. You need to wear corset that
your
has started.
Stomach is all what?
Poo. So you know, I was concerned, but until I realized that some are mean with their comments, they tell you in a way that you feel bad. You would want to cry. And there are others too that would go like, oh, it's no big deal. I think with time, you overcome it. Yeah. Whatever is going on with you, I'm sure you...
It's true.
It goes hand in hand. There are those that are very mean.
I mean, there are many weight conditions that have serious health, that come from a serious health background. Mm-hmm. So I know that some women who have PCOS, women who are on progesterone, you know, women who are on certain sorts of medication,
antidepressants,
put on weight, you know.
Yeah.
So then you're having to choose between, you know, my health or the way that I look, and you can't explain yourself to everybody.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So then, how do you deal with this culture where everybody seems to think it's okay to have an opinion on the way you look, whether it's your hair, whether it's your clothes, whether it's like people will just generally say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, so how do you deal with it? Do you get defensive? Do you get caustic? Do you, you know, like, hey, so when are you getting married? Hey, so when am I coming to your funeral? I mean, are you like just mean? Are you having, you know, how do you
deal with it? Give it to them, moto, back to back.
Because it can be very, very, very painful.
Yeah.
I think that, first of all, you have to choose whether to answer or not. Like I said, circles of control. There are certain things that you can't control, what people would have to say. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. How do you react? I personally don't think defense is the way to go. Because sometimes as you are defending, some people would want to trigger you some mm-hmm. more mm-hmm. and get you more angry. And by the time you realize it's a back and forth and then your day is all ruined. Choose how you want to reply. A simple smile. If I don't want to answer, I don't want to answer. A simple smile, then I leave. There are some people that you can find a nice way to, oh, I'm comfortable with this, I'm okay. If the person is giving more comments about it, just go. Like you said, beauty is fleeting. It keeps changing. First, it was, I knew Ghanaian woman has to be thick. Now they want slim.
Now they want curvy.
Curvy. So people.
Curvy butt. The thing that worries me with the curvy butt. Curvy butt, flat stomach.
That's.
If we are curvy, let us be curvy from like and everywhere. Then,
flat stomach is not easy to get for some people. So just feel comfortable with yourself. People will always say what they have to say, but basically, how is your how is the body you are carrying affecting you?
Yeah.
I gained weight again, and I noticed that my ass was becoming bigger, and my back. I said no, this thing I can't carry. My knee. I was like no, yeah. I think I want to maintain a weight that I love. Mm. Like this is okay for me. This is the body I can carry. And so people always say, cultural perspective, we cannot do much about it. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Think about it. What comments can you give? Sometimes you'll be unsuccessful with some of the comments that you give, but you analyze this comment I gave, this feedback I got, was it okay? Eventually you find the comments that you'd give that would make you okay, or the kind of feedback you give people that you'd be comfortable with. So it's with time. You would have to go through it, but you would get through it.
With what she just said about the being fat, give me a minute. I asked a friend. It's something she and I talk about a lot, and she sent me something. If you don't mind, I would want to read it. Okay. She was like, growing up as a girl who comes from a family of thicker people, irrespective of the gender, I was boyish but had big buttocks. Often people see me and go like, hey, your ass is big, old small girl like you. And it went on to say that it wasn't hard to find, go and call that girl with a big ass for me when people want to call her. Go like, it wasn't hard to find because apparently I was the only one who has big butt. Then I started being aware and ashamed because of my big ass. It grew worse when I got to secondary school. Life in boarding school was a living hell for me. But again, I'm someone who likes to keep to myself. So I endured and cried myself to sleep. She went on, I just want to cut it. She said, out of school to real life, when they pass by you, you feel cursed. I'm 27 years now. And still, if I had the chance and money, I would go take my ass off. So I can have confidence in myself and peace. It's affected the way I see myself. I meet genuine people who love my body. But because of words from the past and present, I feel the person is just making fun and mockery of me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's she's always wearing big clothes. I've never seen her with anything clingy.
Anything. I mean, there's a part of me that's asking, in a day and age where that kind of body type is celebrated, you know, sometimes we underestimate the scars and the trauma that people feel and go through when we say the kinds of things to them that they're not ready to hear, especially when they're kids. Because I'm sure that and this is just, you know, my amateurish assessment, but I'm sure that if she hadn't gone through that, she would probably, you know, be thriving, because people are paying to have
those.
Yeah. I think it's
because she's boyish. You get to, she's a tomgirl. Is that a tomboy?
Tomboy.
Yeah, she's a tomboy with that ass. That's plenty. You get it. So yeah. People go like, how are you like this and you have that behind you?
People actually ask, so how are you like this and you have that?
So it's better she wears the big clothes, big shorts, trousers, hoodies to cover everything up, and she's busty too.
Yeah, I think she's not. I don't know if she's sought help, because she said something like, I keep to myself.
She does, to yes. date.
So in such a situation, if you get somebody to take you through introspection, like, who do you really want to be? What are you comfortable with? Take away those negative comments. What were you comfortable with? Or who do you really want to be? Then you can now go deep
down. But I know those things bring about low self-esteem. So yes. here's the case, you're always, like she said, she's always hiding. Yes.
So introspection is very important. It enables you to know what you want. Because right now, she's keeping to herself.
Yeah.
She's, what people have said is what she's registered
in her mind.
Yeah. So that's what she's moving by. But, I mean,
people are paying for
that. It's not your fault that it's biological. So what do you want me to do? You
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's biological. So introspection does a lot of good. Like, you go deep
it's
down.
It's not your fault.
Then you begin to act. I mean, this is who I am.
This is how
I accept.
Yeah.
Have fun. Be confident. Live life. I mean, don't let the people make you. Life is to be enjoyed. Be present. Like, be mindful of the presence. Not accused of it. I mean, enjoy your ass. Where's Shada? Can you even make fun of it?
Shake it.
Make fun of it.
She's watching, so I'm glad you're saying this to her.
Eventually,
it looks like I'm the one talking all the time, telling her what to do.
Funny enough, eventually people begin to like it. Like those same people who were teasing you now, they'll begin to like the way you've carried on with this confidence and you are owning it and whatnot. They are the same people who will come back and then cheer you on. So don't listen to what people say. People have an opinion. If you're riding on the donkey, you're like, hey, you are wicked. If you get down, why are you
why do you have a donkey and you're walking?
Yes.
Like, regardless of what you do, people will have an opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm interested in body shaming in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you mentioned an experience. I think I've also in a few relationships had, you know, some sorts of comments that have been made. And I've always wondered that, you know, so if you're with someone and they look a certain way, is it, I'm guessing that, you know, maybe people that you're in a relationship with feel like maybe it's part of their responsibility to, I'm trying to put it nicely, that's why I'm suffering like that, to maybe bring your attention to certain things that may be deviating from what is, you know, the norm or what they know. Is that body shaming too? I mean, if for example your husband sat down with you and said, you know, you know babe, you know, I love you so much,
but you're big, you're going big,
you're kind of putting on weight, it's affecting our sex life, you know, because when you're bouncing it's all stomach that's bouncing. You know, I mean, depending on how graphic he chooses to be, you know, is that body shaming or not? Is body shaming, I think what I'm really trying to ask, is it body shaming in the way that it's said, or is it also just body shaming in the reality of what is being said, whether it's said nicely or not? There are some things that are just painful.
Let me say this. You know, it's painful. It's how it's being said. It is said. What has to be said has to be said, regardless of how it is being said to you. If I am married and my husband tells me, babes, I'm like, well, you saw that before you even came to say hi. I want you as my girlfriend. Because when you saw me, I wasn't in corset. You've seen me as I am. I come open book. So if you've seen me this way and still accepted and married me, I don't see what your problem is. But don't worry, baby, I'll work on it. It's how you accept it. It's how you respond to it. Do you get it? I have a brother-in-law who would look me in the face and go like, no. This is your stomach there. It's bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
He says yours is bad.
I don't know if he's watching or listening, but
he should meet me. I wonder what she would say then.
Then my sister gave birth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
Then she calls me.
Now
that will cause her to harm me.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, you're feeling it. Okay, that's nice. You want a corset? I'll get you a corset. But you know what? Your husband needs to understand that you're giving him 5 kids. Your body will definitely change. It has changed. He must accept you for who you are. You get it. So if I'm your wife and you're not accepting my body for what I am, I've gone through CS, I've gone through normal birth, and you still look in my face and tell me it's all bubbles and bubbling when you are sitting on me, well, accept the bubbles. It comes with everything.
I think that it's the negative, if it's communicated negatively,
that's
then that's the issue. Now, if you're my partner, I'm looking out for you in a way. Maybe you've not noticed. Maybe it's something you are silently dealing with. If I find a nice way to communicate it to you,
what
is the nice way?
You
of
see,
telling...
the thing is, it's the reality. Okay, if I actually don't even know how to communicate it to you because I don't want to say it in a way that you feel like I'm body shaming you. But I've noticed some changes on you. I'm not saying that because you've gained weight, you're no longer looking beautiful. But if it is affecting the marriage, sex life, then we think about how best to enhance it, because we both work on each other, we work together to make the relationship lively.
So would it be kinder to say, oh, come home one night and say, oh, babe, guess what?
I
signed us up for the gym.
We talk about
exactly.
it.
We're doing it. You know what?
Okay. I think that personally, I think
personally you wouldn't want that.
I would like us to talk it through. Okay, sit her down, find out how you tell her how she feels.
Okay.
Show genuine concern. Do you understand? How do you feel like the person might express? If you realize that the person that you're expressing this comment to, it, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. I just was showing concern. But anytime, it's. The thing is, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And it is not body shaming. So I am asking you, are you concerned about it? Do you want to do something about it? If it's not affecting you, if it is affecting the relationship, it's affecting me too. It's affecting me too. You see, in psychology, if something is a disorder, if it's affecting you and people around you, then it's a disorder. Do you understand? And other people around you.
I know, but if it's just affecting you and it's not affecting...
How would you think it's a disorder? If only you accept it's a disorder, it's not a disorder. I mean, whatever your opinion is, but we are seeing what is happening
to
you.
My niece is autistic. She always tells us that it's us that we don't understand.
Exactly.
She's fine.
Yeah, they have their own world.
You people don't understand.
They have their own world. We assume that everybody is supposed to be like a certain way. So yeah, she's right in her opinion.
But you know, let's not do just female. There are men.
I was about to delve there.
Yeah, just but this, there. You know, strong and sassy is for women. So
well, I guess
like BPMS can, the men can talk about their body
shaming.
No, but
you're not talking about...
The men can talk about their body shaming.
No, about the relationship parts.
Okay,
you
fine,
know, when you're
ahead.
With a husband who equally has a big stomach and you also have a big stomach... There's some positions
work.
You can't do.
It just doesn't. I always say that I could never be with, and every time I say, people insult me.
Which is fine.
I could never be with a big person. I like skinny people. I like skinny men. Like, I can't.
So you attract skinny men?
Yes. I mean, so far, so good.
Right.
But it's just what I like.
Okay.
So I feel like, and I think that preference is allowed. I don't think it's body shaming. I think it's preference.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to come up to me, by the time you're saying hello, you should accept that you are coming to chat with a woman who is big. It's not that you came and this is then 3 months later.
She's
now,
on the
maybe no. Maybe I haven't.
Okay.
So like maybe I have not actually put on weight. But the fantasies that you had in your head about how you are coming to deal with this machine and the reality of you not having the strength to deal
to
with
deal
the
with
machine,
it
cannot be my emergency.
It's true.
You get what I mean? But of course, I mean... And maybe that's why I keep on asking the question that where is the space, you know, in a relationship for us to be able to say, because if I'm with a man and you started out skinny and your stomach is becoming big,
yeah.
I can't swallow it. So I'm like, you know, so how do you say, you know, yo, babe, you know.
Let's just put it this way. There's nothing like... I can't say it all. There's sugarcoating words. I believe in saying things as they are. Like, just tell me, okay, I have a man with a protruded stomach and our sex life is becoming boring because every time it's either I'm on top of him or we have to find another position. So I can just... Anybody who knows me knows that.
You say, but are you fine if he says it to you then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard that cared a lot. Me, eh? I couldn't be bothered, though. You know, if someone is called nonchalant, like a real person, like I said, probably it's
nonchalant
me.
Nonchalant was a person. Yeah.
I'll tell you to your face, oh, but Pemino, let me bark us at all. This was me. So you don't come throwing words like, hey, this
so
is
how
me.
About if you start changing? What if you actually do put on weight?
Okay, I put on. So if I start putting on weight and he's complained before, and I just throw the words back at him like, this is me, and then it should be a worry to me, not to him anymore, because he's complained once.
Okay.
And for me not to, or let that thing not to draw into our relationship where our sex life, because apart from your sex life, I don't know where that should be a problem.
I mean, I guess people have image issues. Men want to be seen with a certain kind of
so
woman.
So go for that woman.
That's,
I mean,
that is a problem because, like she said, it's not easy. Did we talk about you liking skinny girls?
So
well,
go
maybe
for
that's,
the skinny
that
girls.
That is out of the picture. But if you love me for who I am. Okay, I might be having genuine concerns, or let's. Unless you want me to commit suicide because I can't do anything about it. But if you love me, it's my personality.
If it is not affecting our life, I don't see why it should be a problem.
What if for a reason you also get amputated? And then
I have
feel
to deal
like,
with it.
Exactly. So life, anything can be thrown at you, but we always want to be with somebody who would love us for who we are.
Yeah.
So think about it.
I mean, I think another thing that bothers me is social media.
In fact, it is...
You didn't even ask the question. All right,
you don't have to ask.
I don't have to ask the question. Go ahead.
You know, social media, people tend to social media. I think changes and everything has become social media. It has taken over our space. It has taken over our lives. Marriage, it has taken over everything. And kids these days listen and watch everything on social media and feel like, oh, I want to be like this lady. I want the way she looks. So she grows up looking at what she sees on social media, Instagram especially, you get it. So if she sees that, oh, this is my role model, so everything my role model does, I have to do.
Yeah.
If she turns this way, I have to turn this way. If she wants to be, today she's black, tomorrow she has established, then automatically she also has to establish.
Yeah.
You get it. So social media, if we have to put body shaming and social media in a box, I would say that you either mute your comment section or throw it out of the bag.
Mm.
Because those two goes hand in hand. Once someone body shames you, you put a picture there and it's not nice, they will throw it to your face.
Yeah.
And then I will say, what's this? Wow, what a wig. It has done like this. Why is it not like this? Why can't you buy bone straight? Why don't you have clothes? Don't you have an iron? Don't you have this? Wow, your makeup is bad. Don't you have a makeup artist? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Those are some crazy standards.
Comment. People don't care. They buy one bundle data and they are behind the room and they write the negative things on, and you'll be one like, did I really do this? And people go crazy. Mental health.
Yeah.
We don't think about those things. I watched a Chinese or Korean movie and the lady was just writing bad things about. She was just writing, in fact, the meanest comment where you are holding a glass, you want to just break it. Like, did I really do, am I that bad?
Mm.
Is my hair that bad? Do I need to see a specialist? Am I mad? I mean, the specialist is here. She can tell you that what I'm saying. People really listen to things on Instagram, social media, and it's crazy. So I believe that if you are trying to put yourself out there, or you are the kind of person that listens to people a lot, you need to stay away from social media because it is a growing trend that we can't do without it, or in fact it's part of our lives now. So it's how you handle it. Some put off their mute their comment sessions so they don't read the main things
people
write.
Say. What do you think?
I don't know what your question was, but if
I didn't ask your question. I said social media. And then
you know how it affects us mentally.
Okay. But the question actually was not even how, thank you for the question. The question was actually how social media perpetuates a kind of woman that in reality may not necessarily exist. For example, you see all these women, you know, with certain kinds of bodies and flat stomachs, and there's gastric sleeve surgery, there's BBL, there's the mummy body, there's all of
those
things.
Wait, there's a mummy body?
I mean, there's, so you go and you have a kid, by cesarean.
Yeah.
You do a tummy tuck. They do the breast lift. They do the body shaping.
Right after giving birth?
Yeah, whilst you're under anesthesia.
Oh.
So then you come out, then you're just healing. So then you're healing from the C-section, the tummy tuck, the BBL, the boob, everything. It's called the mummy something, mummy makeover.
The interesting thing is, everyone has the kind of pressure they can handle. The person who you've seen on social media who is going through it probably has a tough skin to handle it. Can your body handle that?
Yeah.
You might go through it and they might not succeed. Something might happen to some people went through it and they are fine. And they are keeping, I know these things, there's a lot of maintenance to it.
Oh yeah,
can the surgery can you handle that pressure?
What if and you want you have to do again?
No, I mean I think if you do like a BBL, you have to stay in shape. You have to exercise. You have to keep it that way. You can't do it and then think, oh, I've done it, so now my body's gonna stay like this permanently.
Yeah.
So it's can you handle the pressure? You have to begin to accept like who you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, social media, yeah, everything there is what it says. If you want information, go. But make sure that you try as much as possible to protect yourself. If these images you are seeing, or you are following a certain celebrity, and you realize that if you are consistently seeing those images, it begins to affect you. Mm-hmm. Simple, unfollow.
Yeah.
So social media has a lot of information, negative, positive. Don't go about chasing every information. Mm-hmm. And some people cry behind everything.
You know, exactly. I think that the social media
the
images
we don't see.
Is also is promoting the surgery, the body enhancement surgery.
Yeah.
Because you see women who look normal, like just normal women,
mm-hmm.
and then you know they do surgery and then their bodies completely change.
Yeah.
And there have been a lot of celebrities who've done surgery and have come back and have said, you know, this wasn't the best decision for me because of the health risks. And I, for example, you know, recently I've been looking at the Kardashians, and I know that they went through a lot of different body enhancements. Yeah. Surgery and they're kind of stepping back from it because you're seeing that their bumps are getting smaller, so they're taking
and
out the fillers. You know, they're taking out the Black China. She has Black China, for example. You know, took out all of her fit, the boob jobs, everything. You know, and it's like sometimes you're like, okay, are we moving forward? Are we moving back? And a lot of times, I think with body shaming, the motive is not a get healthy motive. It's a look a certain way.
Is it for what I get? Is it for a short period, like okay, for 1 month I want to look curvy, and the following month I can just go and take everything off?
That's the
off.
Funny thing. Sometimes some people might think, oh, I want to use it for this occasion, but at certain point you feel like you want more.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, they want to maintain it, like for other purposes, whatever they want. But this thing can have a mental health issue on you. Like you can have an issue where you begin to feel like you are not enough. You want more. You want more. You might see that the person is looking, but by the time you realize the person is getting more fillers on the lips and it's becoming thicker.
But that's it. People are just not. Yeah. So one thing.
It's not enough.
More. So
if I can change my boobs, I can change my ears. If I can change my ears,
and
I can change
the boobs are getting bigger. That's what I'm saying. You might not have that mental capacity because something body dysmorphic disorder. Now you feel like you're not enough and you keep going,
you keep going.
I sometimes saw documentaries of people who said they've had a lot, the number of surgeries,
for example, the number of surgeries they've had,
but they're still not satisfied. The doctor said at this point, it's life-threatening, but they still want to do it. Do you understand? So it's dicey. You might not have that capacity to handle the pressure. So what do you want from life? Some people may want it. Fine, if you want it, it's your decision, really. Basically, it's your decision. We can't do much about it. But if you really care about what you want to be or what you want to do with your life, which has nothing to do with the body and whatnot, focus on yourself, enjoy life. And funny enough, there are people out there who like the kind of body that you have.
That you have, yeah.
You know, you have to start accepting yourself. Eventually, when you have that confidence in yourself and you carry yourself, people will follow, most people will follow suit. Most people respect you for that. But if you are giving off timid and what people can
sure
read
vibes.
People can yeah. read their emotions yeah. and then trigger you. So it's your decision basically. What do you really want? If this is what you want and you go for, you face the consequences. So social media is social media, unless they decide that no more social media in the world.
We know I think that the most important thing about social media is know that these people are human.
Mm-hmm.
They have issues as well. They break down, they cry in their rooms. When she's crying, you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they go through, the phases of life they go through. So it's not about picking one personality to go like, I want to be like her. You should be more. I want to be more than what she has, regardless of her body or something. I like her mind, her brain. I like how intelligent yeah. she is. You know, you can pick someone. When I started my journalism, course, when I was at TV, I was like, this lady, I like her. I want to follow her. Then she disrespected me. I'm like, you know what? Me and you, we're on the same level. It's just unfortunate you're on TV at this time. You don't talk to me this way again. And the whole newsroom was like, okay, you did that. Like, yeah. The fact that she's on TV doesn't mean, she started early. That's the only thing.
Mm.
I like how intelligent she is. When she's doing interviews, she asks intelligent questions. So I'm always in awe when I'm listening to her. And I'm in the newsroom like, wow. But the day she's like, no, don't try it. It was gone.
Yeah.
In as much as I would love to do what she was always doing, I realized that, no, she's human, I'm human. Let me just like her for her smartness, her yeah. intelligence, but not everything.
Yeah. All right, so we have about 3 minutes left. So basically, we're signing out in about 2 minutes. So just your final words, Akushika, from a professional perspective, how to deal with body shaming?
The comments, like I've said time and time again, it's out of your control. About what is in your control, sit with yourself. How can I, what can I do in my power to make myself feel good? Sometimes it's about improving certain things about you, develop some hobbies that makes you feel good about yourself. You do certain things and you do it so well, you feel like, okay, there is something good about me. So find a way to build your confidence. If it's not in your body, if you're struggling, find it somewhere else, and then it would begin to make you feel good. Also, dress in things that you feel comfortable in.
Exactly.
Find something that makes you feel comfortable and also look good. If you feel like exposing your body is the norm out there and it will not make you feel comfortable, find something that equally make you look smart and nice, that you equally look good in. So yeah, remember that you can't control what people say, but what you do is what you can control. Do what you love. Sit with yourself. Assess your strength and your weaknesses. Accept yourself for who you are. What you can control and what you can't control. And hey, you'll be able to move through. Problems will not stop. They will keep coming. But you have to build certain character to handle the pressure.
Exactly. Your final words in about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be the strong woman that you are. Be yourself. Like she said, you can't change what people think or say about you. It's you. You're beautiful in your own way. It's you go out there and this is me. I'm now Fabia. Nothing is changing about me. No one can be me. In 1,000 years, if I die today, no one is going to be now Fabia. Yeah. It's still going to be me. I know friends who go like, hey, I miss Mary's craziness. Yeah, this is me. You get it. No one is going to be that part of it. So learn to accept yourself for who you are. Accept yourself for what you are. Accept your body type, body shape, body whatever you are. And I think we can move on, have a peaceful world instead of we all can't be in one bag.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, Akushika, you know that this weekend, the play, what's the title of the play? The Return of... The Legend of Akushika is streaming. It's not streaming. It's being performed at the National. So George Quay is listening, and he says because you're called Akushika, he's sending you 2 tickets to go to. We are all called Akushika. George Quay, you cannot come and discriminate. You cannot come and discriminate.
My name is Na Ofebia Akushika,
and mine is Enima Akushika Enimajo.
So much,
George Quay, you cannot come and discriminate.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
But anyways, thank you, George.
I'm on it.